Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and your smart speakers. Boy, sports, the gift that keeps on giving. So much to get into today. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Key.
What's happening?
What's good, baby?
Players in the house. What's happening, player?
I see you, Key. I see you with the shirt. I'm not for everyone.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is, right? Can't please everybody.
You make it do what it do. That's what we do.
I learned that long time ago. As Bill would say, just do what you do, son. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about anybody. You just keep doing your job.
The rest will take care of itself.
Well, yeah, that's...
Yeah. It's coaching. Coaching speak.
Just do what you do, baby.
When I left work yesterday, it was like
3:15. 60 degrees.
65 degrees. Oh. Last night, 7 p.m., 30-something degrees. What happened? Maybe it's 40-something.
And
this
it's
morning,
to snow this
30-something
weekend.
Degrees.
It's supposed to snow this weekend.
This is
it
wild.
Was freezing out here.
Yeah.
God, it was cold.
This is, but freezing out there is like, it hit 49. It touched 40.
Yeah, it was 43.
Oh, in L.A., that is nuts.
Yates says there's a winter weather advisory while it's 60 degrees out. Like, what's happening?
Somebody's lying. Evan, it goes back
to our original principle. I'm telling you, we need to have a betting weather channel.
It's such a good idea.
Dual personalities debating about what the weather's going to be. It's genius.
Jay, we'll talk offline. Don't give it away for free. What are you doing?
We've been giving it away for free.
A debating weather channel is the so greatest.
Good. Guys, I'm out in front of you. I'm way ahead of you. So 2 weeks' notice.
I mentioned, there's so much going on.
I love your transitions, by the way. Your transitions are the best in the game.
There's no, like, why think of a corny transition? Just start talking about
speaking to weathering the situation.
Yeah. You know what's heating up. But even like what's going on with baseball, is there going to be a season? Will it be a shortened season? There's so much going on. But let's start with the Packers because, look, Aaron Rodgers has turned himself into front page news every single day, right? Brian Gutekunst, the GM of the Packers, has been talking and kind of disabusing people like me, who had a certain idea of what their understanding was with Aaron Rodgers last offseason that brought him back. First, listen to Rob Domofsky, ESPN Packers reporter on NFL Live. The question is, how would Brian Gutekunst handle a Rodgers trade request, which I always thought was a little bit more than a request at this point, but maybe not. Listen to Rob.
One of the first things that I asked him was whether they had a handshake deal last summer when Rodgers came back, that if Rodgers still wanted out after this season, that they would trade him. And Gutekunst said that is not something I told him. Well, if anyone were to be able to be in a position to grant that power, it would be Gutekunst because he has full authority over the roster as the general manager. So I asked him, well, what did you guys talk about? And at that time, Gutekunst said he told Rodgers we would sit down as a group and we would work it out one way or another.
Okay, so that's step one, right? Oh, really? I thought there wasn't. No, not according to the GM who makes decisions in Green Bay, right? Okay. Now, here is the man himself, Brian Gutekunst, who, by the way, Rodgers has made more famous. Like, who's a more famous GM at this point than Gutekunst? Green Bay Packers GM. At the press conference, he was asked about, hypothetically, about a Rodgers demand. You know, hypothetically, what if Rodgers demanded a trade? Here's his answer.
If Aaron comes to you and says he wants a trade, are you going to be any more willing to trade him than you were last offseason, or are you still saying you're not trading him?
Yeah, no matter. Those are kind of some hypotheticals. I don't think we're going to go down those roads right now. We're working together. We're not putting deadlines on anything. Again, there are some timing things that will come into play where we will have to make decisions down the road. But Aaron's well aware of that, and like I said, the communication has been very good.
How anxious are you as GM for him to make a decision?
Yeah, like I said, the earlier the better.
Yeah, it the earlier the better, no question about it. When you think about where they're at from a salary cap standpoint, what they got to do to retain Devontae Adams, all of those sort of things is working essentially in Green Bay's favor. Because when you think about it, as you mentioned at the top there, Max, there was a lot of people that speculated that Aaron Rodgers could just go pick a team and decide he doesn't want to play, and they would just say, okay, they're going to trade him. That deal was reworked a year ago just so that in the end, if they didn't trade him this year, his deal expires after the season in 2022. At that point, they can't franchise tag him. He just walk out the door. They get nothing. So it's either long-term deal for Aaron Rodgers to help the salary cap, to save players, you know, because there's probably, I don't know, 15, 20 players that are going to have expiring contracts that they've got to revisit, but that salary cap number's so high. Then you got the Devontae Adams situation. So if they don't sign him long-term and then they trade him, I think a lot of people think that, oh, okay, if they trade him, then what's going to happen with Devontae Adams? Devontae Adams is going to get his money regardless. It just may be sitting tight for a minute while we franchise tag him and sit around and wait, whether Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback or not. Clearly, Jay, Max, they would like to have him at the quarterback spot. But for whatever weird reason that he plays this year, then he can walk out the door next season and they get nothing.
Nothing.
Or they could sign him long-term and he could be the highest paid person, a player ever in the history of the NFL. Which one do you think Aaron Rodgers wants to take?
He's
not going to retire.
No, I think Rodgers wants to stick around in Green Bay under those circumstances for another year because he gets to do this again next year. It makes sense in terms of the Packers keeping the band together. It makes sense in terms of everything, and also Rodgers' ego where he gets to take us through this whole song and dance next year. Just because he won't entertain a hypothetical, he meaning Gutekunst, about trading Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Jay, let me ask you, let's say you're the GM of the Packers. Rodgers, you know, let's put it this
traded?
Way. A team
he wants
comes
to, be traded
to
or
you.
He wants to stay?
A team comes to you and offers you a real nice package for
what's
Rodgers.
A real nice package? Matthew Stafford got two first and
so
a third.
Three first. It starts at three average. Not all first round picks are created equal because depending on where they are in the first, three average ish first round picks, right?
Good call, Edmund.
Well, what do you do? You trade him? Would you want to hold on to him for one more season,
not
make
if,
a Super
not
Bowl
if
run?
I'm going to lose him for nothing.
Next year.
The following year.
But you are poised to maybe make a Super Bowl run right now.
But if Aaron Rodgers wants to be somewhere else, then okay. You don't want to be here. Look, I think the one thing that's been established since the beginning of time on this show, and I give kudos to Key for saying this, and I've seen it. We've seen it happen multiple times in basketball, football, baseball. If a player doesn't want to be there, then he doesn't want to be there. So if Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to be there, then let's get a bidding war. Like, who's going to give me the most for Aaron Rodgers?
But Key, isn't that affected by it? No one's going to give you three first-round picks for a dude who doesn't want to play for him, right?
So that's
but
not
going to
happen.
He's going to corner the market, though. He's going to tell you what's his parameters of teams he wants to be at.
Key,
true.
Right, that happens in the NFL, right? You can they can think, yeah, we're going to trade him here for a better deal, and you can go to them and say, I'm not trying to play for them.
It happened to me personally when I got traded from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is many moons ago. I mean, from the Tampa Bay Bucks as well as – that's so interesting. I forgot about that. As well as the New York Jets. The Jets and Parcells and them were talking about Green Bay at the time going and playing with Favre. They were talking to Baltimore. Baltimore, I believe, had the fifth pick of the draft that year. I didn't want to play in Baltimore. That's not where I wanted to be. And then Green Bay came along. I didn't want to be in Green Bay. And Tampa Bay came up. I said, that's where I want to be. Great team. All they need is a receiver like me. We can go to the Super Bowl. Well, eventually we went to the Super Bowl a couple years later, paid off, got my ring and everything else. The New York Jets got two first-round picks at a time in the same year for me, two first-round picks at the same time in that year. So when you look at it, the same thing happened in Arizona. In Tampa. When I left Tampa Bay, they tried to trade me to Arizona. I didn't want to go to Arizona. I wanted to reunite back with Bill in Dallas. So they had to swap Joey Galloway and myself to get that deal done. Once a player demands something and you have control of it, and you know you have control of it, it works in your favor. So, for instance, let's use the New York Jets, for example. The New York Jets get offer up the moon to the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to go play for the Jets, so he's going to say no. So now you move on to the next team that he wants to potentially play for. So they still know in the end that they're going to get something for him. What that something is, I have no idea, Jay. I know you mentioned the Matthew Stafford deal, but what is that? I mean, that those are low picks based on the Rams winning the Super Bowl. Those are low picks.
Right. But what you're saying is the player has enough control or Absolutely. Enough influence that what you can get in return will be suppressed by his preferences because it's going to limit the market of teams he'll accept a trade to. Even with that said, that's why I'm saying you can get Rodgers for three average firsts. Otherwise, I think it'd be more than that, actually. But yeah. I do think it's still going to cost you a little more than it cost to get Stafford. One player demanded a trade in the NBA. And what he wanted, and, you know, he got it. And yet, it still leaves a lot of questions when it comes to his new team. Jay, you have an idea what I'm talking about?
What?
He might be playing right across the river over here in New York. That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Now you get to trade a disgruntled player for a disgruntled player.
I think that the Philadelphia 76ers made an incredible move. I think this move puts them head and shoulders above everybody else in the East.
I see Brooklyn as the clear winner in this deal.
There's a lot of buzz that Nets have won this trade and this and that. It's a cool lineup, but like one guy can't play home games yet. One guy hasn't played in how many months?
Oh, y'all, that's what you're going to do, Yates? You going to play the Meek Mill? That's what you're going to do? It's the whole Philly vibe.
Yeah,
I see
Philly
it.
In the house.
I see
yeah.
you talking to it.
Got to stand up for the city, dog.
Oh, yeah. There are levels to this. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio Sirius XM Channel 80 and your smart speakers. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. So why is Yates, who's from Philly, playing the Philly right now on the show? Ben Simmons' potential return to Philadelphia on March 10th. Be one of the biggest sports spectacles in recent memory in the city of brotherly love. But the subject of whether he will ultimately play on that date or not has already been hotly debated in league circles. And Danny Green, by the way, you ever notice wherever Danny Green shows up, he threes and D's, and that team seems to win a championship. He's pretty good. Danny Green is among the doubters. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Here is 76ers. I don't know. You can call him a two-guard. You can call him a small forward. He's like he's a 3-and-D wing defender type guy.
You can just call him NBA champion.
Yeah, multiple champion. Yeah, multiple-time man. Champion. Yeah. Dude is 20% of a starting five championship team multiple years. Inside the green room with Danny Green. It's podcast. Here is Danny Green on Simmons' relationship with his teammates and his return to Philly.
Interesting dynamic
yes.
of how things went down.
interesting dynamic of who went with him. I don't know. I haven't got a chance to talk to those guys yet, but I know they weren't on the most of cordial terms when he was in Philly with Drum and Seth. So I wonder how that relationship is now. I got a chance to talk to them. Now, will we shake hands to start? Probably not. First, I'd be highly surprised if he even plays in that game. I don't know where his health is mentally, physically, and we all know that he does not like to play in Philly. But say that does happen, I see it as being a very hectic playoff-like atmosphere environment to where it may be very rough for him.
Mm-hmm. Straight talk, okay. Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Jay?
So, first off, Danny Green is really smart. I love the insight that he gave us about the relationship with Seth Curry and Andre Drummond, how that's been paired is now something that we can pay attention to as it relates to Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons better play his ass on March 10th. He's scheduled to come back March 8th, all right? And let me tell you why he should play March 10th, Key. So if there is an environment that hasn't been conducive to you mentally being the best version of yourself, right? That environment circulates around individuals. We know that, right? If we remove you from that environment and now you're with a new team, you got what you wanted. You got a new situation. You've been with this new situation for more than a month. You've been training. You've been getting mentally ready. If there's one team out of all teams that you should be ready to play against, even if it is in Philly, it should be the team that you felt held you back with your new team.
Especially if your new team is a squad.
Especially with your new team if Kevin Durant is back and Kyrie Irving can play in the road in Philly. And you can go against a James Harden. These are the mental pieces that you need to start attacking in order for you to achieve the ultimate level of yourself, which is to become an NBA champion with your new squad. That, by the way, if Kyrie Irving is able to come back when the vaccine mandate is retracted for indoor playing facilities, they will be the favorite to win the whole thing. And that will be the matchup, and that will be the team you will need to go through, Key, in order to win an NBA or Eastern Conference final or NBA championship.
Yeah, and Danny Green alluded to the environment of playoff atmosphere type, and you are 100% correct. He needs to play, and he should play, and I believe he will play. I understand that Philadelphia fans feel a certain way about Ben Simmons based on the way he exited, but he was in Philadelphia for his entire career up until now. At the end of a year ago, when he didn't hit the shots and do all of those things, and then all of a sudden Doc Rivers said that he didn't know if, in fact, Ben Simmons was the point guard that could lead the team to a championship, that was at the end of the year. He hadn't played in Philly since it became a hostile environment, okay? The only thing he could do is read the newspapers, listen to sports talk radio, watch the news, look at the social media. That's the only thing. He hasn't been in that building to really feel the heat on the Philadelphia fan base on him in a game. So, yes, you do that. You go, you play, and you laugh at it. You don't allow it to affect you. Even if you have a bad game, you smile. You make them so upset at you that you just walk off the court whether you win or lose or anything. Exactly. That's what you do. You play mental games back with them.
Know what, Facts. Though? And Ben Simmons, not just that he was missing shots. He wouldn't take shots, and then the feeling was shots. He wouldn't even be aggressive going to the rim because he didn't want to get to the free throw line, right? But listen, our very own Alan Yates is a Philly sports fan. Hey, Yates, you think Ben Simmons is showing up for that game?
I mean, he going to be there, but I don't got him down for playing. I just think it's too close for him to
Philly
play.
Philly fans.
Well, why not?
This is why, guys.
Hold on. Yates. Can you understand that if he doesn't play in that game, he will let every Philadelphia 76er fan know that they have won?
I don't know exactly. But he's not – I don't got him down for playing, Jay. I just don't think – as someone who has mental health issues or allegedly, he – I think it's too close of a turnaround for him to get ramped up to play and then come in and face the
– He hasn't
one.
Played in 270 days.
Let me tell you what it is. Jay, hold on. Let me tell you what it is. See, Yates is a Philly fan, right? Philly fans believe – that Simmons don't want it with them. And let me tell you why I believe Philly fans are so upset with Ben Simmons. They took care of this dude. They have a bad reputation. Oh, they get on guys, da da da. They took care of Simmons when the rest of the world's like, he won't even shoot. Philly fans were telling you how great he was. He could be an MVP, da da da. So when he finally stopped shooting, stopped driving because he wanted to go to the free throw line, missed every shot that he did take, and choked it away. And when he finally did all that and then had the nerve to turn around and say, I don't feel good here, and wouldn't even show up, the fans are like, yo, we defended you against all this for years now, and this is how you do us? Philly fans like Yates think that Simmons doesn't want it with them, so he won't suit up.
That may be the case. He probably, at that time, though, imagine being in an environment, a situation that you don't want to be in. When you get removed from that situation, you feel a whole lot better. You feel different, regardless if you got to go visit that place again at some point in time in your career. When you are removed from an environment that one would deem toxic, that you don't like, you go away. You're like, okay, my head is clear now. I'm thinking way different. I got a different mindset. I got teammates now in a Kyrie Irving along with a KD who can talk to me different than some dude looking at me with bifocals on the sideline, talking crazy. I don't have to deal with that. Like, seriously.
Yeah, you think.
I'm just trying to tell y'all, if he does not play on March 10th.
Yeah, he should play.
The next day,
oof.
Media but he should play, though. A frenzy with him. And it sets the wrong tone for him in New York.
Here's what's nuts.
If that whole team
is healthy,
what if they see each other again in the playoffs?
That's what I'm saying, Keith.
He's got to play.
That's what he has to play. That's why you have to play in this one now. You have to start working on this.
Exactly.
I mean, we're only a month and a half, 2 months away from the playoffs.
It's coming right
up.
It's
right there. You got to start doing it now.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, Tom Brady finally found a role where he won't be the biggest star.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
People say, what do you want to do after football? And I'm like, what do you mean after football? There's nothing after football. This is what, you know, I was born to do, and this is what I enjoy doing more than anything else.
Breaking news, Tom Brady is retiring after 22 spectacular seasons in the NFL.
It's on the Mount Rushmore of all-time great athletes.
Someone who was a six-round draft pick to winning seven Super Bowl rings. The greatest and most accomplished quarterback to play the game of football.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. And we're coming to you live from the Seaport District of Pier 17, brought to you by Chase.
Genius.
What's that?
Have you watched it yet? Coming off the Kanye sound.
Oh.
Genius yet?
No.
Netflix?
Phenomenal.
No.
I watched it a lot. Phenomenal.
Really?
Starting to watch it.
Yeah. Musical genius.
Yes.
Yes. Heavy emphasis on the musical, but for real.
See how he had to qualify.
Yeah, but for he's nuts, but a musical genius. There's no doubt about it.
I'm just talking about
kinda,
the music.
I'm kind of with Max on this one, though.
Yeah. I'm just talking about the music. That's
no,
all.
No doubt.
I know, but it's just so hard for me to.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
It's hard, man. That's all.
It's a whole segment to unpack on that.
But you know what? That's the way we should like our geniuses, like crazy and stuff, right? Like that tells you when someone's really crazy, you're like, oh, okay, maybe they're really wired differently.
Just listening to the music, man.
Tom Brady and Hollywood icons, Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, and Sally Field will star in 80 for Brady. which Kyle Marvin will direct and Tom Brady will produce via his 199 Productions. Key, does this movie change anything for you in terms of your prognosticating, like, will Tom Brady come back next year? You were like at a, you know, where are you on that, on Tom Brady potentially coming back?
Tom Brady is playing in a movie. He doesn't have time to play football anymore. He's trying to be a movie star.
Are you still 100%, Key?
I'm 100% all in.
You're not at 99%? We're going to have a key meter. You're still at 100% this year? We got to check in every day.
I'm at 100% in the summertime. He'll be somewhere in the med, off with his family and his wife, enjoying one of those big, pretty yachts he can afford. And
Ed, that's rich people talk for Mediterranean, I think. I don't know. I'm not that rich.
I will watch the movie. Just because, number one, Jane Fonda, love her. My wife loves Grace and Frankie, so we watch her all the time. And number two, it's because the movie is about Tom, starring Jay, Tom Brady.
Jay, I'm not about to let you get away with this.
What?
You ain't going to the movies to watch that movie, man. If you don't stop.
First off, who goes to the movie theaters anymore?
Nobody.
I will be watching it at home. I will watch it.
When you see that movie, the movie will already have been out for like 2 years, and then you're going to be bored one day and decide to watch it.
On the plane, by the way, and still cut it off. You still ain't watching it.
Yeah, stop.
I'm trying to tell you, I know what my life is. I will end up being in bed, and my wife will be like, oh, yeah, Tom.
Yeah, 2 years from now.
We should probably watch it.
No, see, that's where, no. You got to cut. No, you're not. I'm not. Key, does that movie get play if you're like, are you forced, or you're like, no, come on, you got to compromise.
You guys never watch movies that your wife wants to watch that you don't want to watch?
Not a movie that I'm like, I'm completely uninterested in, no.
I'm with Max. I'm not watching something I'm uninterested in. I love Tom Brady, but I'm not interested in watching Tom Brady star.
It doesn't sound like it's really about Tom Brady, does it?
Would you like to hear the synopsis?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Inspired by a true story, Brady tells four of his best friends and New England Patriots fans who take a life-changing trip to the 2017 Super Bowl to see their quarterback hero, Tom Brady, play, and the chaos ensues as they navigate the wilds of the biggest sporting event in the country.
Right,
Tomlin,
it's not about
Fonda,
Tom.
Moreno, and Field will play the quartet who'd make the trek to the Super Bowl. This is obviously the Super Bowl in which Tom Brady trailed 28-3, came back, won it in overtime.
This is a road trip movie about four ladies on a road trip.
It feels like road trip. It feels like maybe The Hangover. Like it feels like that kind of movie.
Yeah.
Maybe Tom Brady plays like the Mike Tyson kind of role. He's like in it, but he's not really.
Lily Tomlin's.
So then he's not. So
Tiger involved.
So if he's in it but not in it, then that means that he's not the star of the movie.
It would be Jane Fonda,
or it would be Sally Field.
As you guys told
like that,
me
right?
last night, any movie Sally Field is in, she is the star of the movie, not Tom Brady.
This is a fair assessment, yes.
So let's not say star of the movie then.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about it on a sports show, we're going to make it out to be that Tom Brady is the star of the movie.
Well, listen, the fact
he's
also getting
producing it. Like, so he's obviously going to have a bigger role if he's producing it than we think.
I don't know, like Muhammad Ali starred in a movie called The Greatest, My Own Life Story, right? Like based on his apocryphal autobiography, which really wasn't written by Muhammad Ali. But like that was a guy starring in a movie. Howard Stern starred in his own movie. He actually starred in a movie about him.
Underrated movie, by the way, Howard Stern.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Is it underrated? I think it's rated pretty highly. But
I think it's rated R.
Yeah.
But this does not sound like Tom Brady. Maybe we're wrong. I don't know. But so far, from what we're hearing, it doesn't sound like he's starring.
So you guys aren't watching.
I'm just warning you. I'm just warning you, Jay.
Yes.
You're not going to get them hour, 45 minutes back of your life. I'm just telling you.
I get it, Key, but I'm just trying to tell y'all how my life works.
Oh, I get it.
My wife is going to say, Jane Fonda's in it, and I'm a fan of hers, and Tom Brady's in it. Shouldn't you watch this?
Here's a game we can play. Here's a game we can play.
I'm not trying to get in the middle of your family dynamics.
And then a little dog bites my toe. Get off me, dog.
Here's a game we could play, but it's different now because Jay's right. People don't go to the theater as much anymore, right?
Okay.
So here's a game we could play. How much would it cost to get Key to a movie like this, right? That means you have to leave the house, get in the car, get a babysitter, whatever it is, drive to the movie, sit. There's a number on everything. What would the number be there? What do you have to clear?
I can't give you a number because the chances are I'm not going to do it.
Oh, there's a number
that's
where you
lie.
Do it.
Yeah, that's a lie. Key is lying.
It might be astronomically high,
Key,
but there's a number where you do it.
Key, Tom Brady invites you to the premiere in L.A.
Oh, Key's
there it is.
You're there.
Wait, look at
there it is. Got him.
The face.
Got
him. He had to take a second.
No,
where in L.A.,
no,
though, Key? Where in L.A.?
That's not true, Jay.
Where in L.A.?
What I'm going to say. I've been to two movie premieres in my entire life.
What movies, by the way, now?
Be Like Mike.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, that's
right. And Get on the Bus. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why I went to Get on the Bus at the time, I was an investor in the film. So that's the only reason why I went.
And he still thought about not going. Yeah, go ahead.
And I still thought about, that's not my, if you know me, Jay, I'm not a red carpet guy. That's not my deal.
Yeah,
I see your shirt. Really,
yes, I understand.
You know,
yeah,
I didn't say, it has nothing to do with my
shirt. It's a you're not for everyone. I get it. I get it. Yes,
but I will support Tom Brady and hope that it does well and it gets a Golden Globe, an Emmy, an Oscar, everything that they give for movies. I hope he does really well with it.
So you will go.
I probably wouldn't go unless, like you said, unless I am somewhat forced to go.
Yeah. It's like losing a bet.
Yeah. That's just not my deal. You would be surprised. You think because I'm a football player, I'm going to watch football movies. I've never seen The Blind Side. Never, ever in my life.
Never seen The Blind Side.
Never.
The book was quite good, by the way. Michael Lewis, The Blind Side. You ever read the book, Key? Yeah.
I've not touched it because I guess having played sports and football, I'm just not into like football movies.
Have you ever seen He Got Game?
I saw He Got Game. Okay. Yes. I saw Blue Chips. I saw all of those basketball movies.
But not the
football
movies. But I can tell you this. The Blind Side, the book by Michael Lewis, is excellent. It's excellent. Like one of the best. It almost pioneered a new genre. Like it reads like a novel, but it's nonfiction. You know, excellent.
What category is this in? What's the movie? A comedy? Is that what it is, Evan?
Yeah, it's comedy.
So he can't comedy. Does comedies are they up for Oscars?
All right, so let's play.
They are.
They just don't normally win.
Who do you think will be a better actor, LeBron James or Tom Brady? LeBron's pretty good.
Yeah, LeBron is pretty good.
I've only seen him in commercials. I didn't see the new Space Jams.
Space Jams.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it yet. And other than that, I've only seen him in commercials and stuff like that.
But you could see from that Summer Madness when they played Summer Madness and he played like five different guys and he's diving off the diving board back.
Oh, you mean a commercial thing?
Yeah. You could see LeBron can perform when the camera rolls. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like he would be a better.
Yeah, train wreck, yeah. That's what I'm just curious to see. Like, will Tom Brady be easy? Like, will it seem like we're getting like the actor?
Wait a minute.
Tom
he was in Ted 2.
Oh,
that's right.
He was in Ted 2. He wasn't exactly LeBron. He was a little stiffer. Hmm. Yeah.
I was going to say before we move on, we should rate at some point the top athletes that's been in movies, like whether it's Jim Brown. Well, we don't want to talk about the other guy, but whether it's Jim Brown and you know, Michael Jordan, LeBron James.
I remember.
And I said the other guy. You know who I'm talking
about.
We're
not about talking about LT? Naked Gun, then. It's off the list.
Exactly. That's why.
What are you talking about?
I didn't even want to mention the name. That's why I said, well, we don't want to talk
you
about
you remember
other guy.
The scene in Any Given Sunday? This blew my mind at the time. The two baddest dudes ever step on a field, Jim Brown and LT. Or,
yeah.
Right? And I'm like, and they're at the urinals, like side by side or something like that. And I'm like, they got Jim Brown and LT in the same scene. The two, like the baddest dude ever on offense and the baddest dude ever on defense. I love that so much.
I got to give you another one, though. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's what I'm saying. We should rate
Bruce Lee down six flights of stairs.
Yes. We should rank the ones in our mind. Evan, that's an assignment for you for next week. We should rank those guys who are the best guys in those movies.
Yeah.
We still have 3.5 hours. We're getting to this today.
Oh, okay.
Does Tony Danza count? He was a pro fighter, middleweight. The dude was a good puncher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't even know Tony Danza.
I had no idea. Really?
I mean, he wasn't a world-class fighter, but he was on Muhammad Ali undercards and stuff. He was like an up-and-coming puncher.
Tony Danza?
Yeah, man. He was a boxer.
That's what I said.
He wasn't an actor. He was a boxer at first.
Never know.
Yeah, man. Big right hand. Big right hand. Yeah. All right, so Anyway, he is still at 100% when it comes to Brady staying retired, right? That's where 100%. We are.
Not switching.
Yeah. Not 99.4. Like, no decimal levels, no.
No, that means? No. That means the Bucs need a quarterback. And Bruce Arians had the following to say about Blaine Gabbert, okay? People may not like the overall record, but Blaine had 8 head coaches and 8 coordinators in his first 8 years. He beat Jacksonville, their best year, and beat Tennessee, their big year for us in Arizona. And he's been in the system now. I don't have a problem there, and let Kyle continue to grow. Either one. Gabbert has never played with a team this good. He's got all the respect in the locker room he can have. Let's bring Diana Russini into this, giving the Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Good morning, Diana.
Hi, guys. Key. We always joke that you and I are always on the same page. I haven't seen The Blind Side either. So, look, we got something to do together the next time you're in New York. We will go get some popcorn, maybe some pizza, and we'll go see that movie together.
Read the book. The movie's not bad. The book is excellent. I'm telling you. So, it's a quick read, everybody. Don't get intimidated. It's quick.
You know, when people,
I was just about to say that. Like, man, I'm not reading no book.
Who's got time for that?
Read a book. What?
Well, you know when people come up to you and say, oh, you look like this person, and I always get Sandra Bullock in The Blind Side, which I guess I should take it. I'm not sure, though.
So, yeah.
Take
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Take it. Yeah, absolutely.
Take it.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. I preferred Sandra Bullock in Speed, but whatever.
Oh, now you're getting picky about which Sandra Bullock?
Who does Max look like? Who would you say Max's celebrity lookalike is?
Rocky.
A little Sylvester Stallone.
Oh,
no,
look
you
at
look
this.
Nothing you're, like Sylvester Stallone.
You're leaner, though. You're leaner.
I'm trying to compliment your fitness.
Rocky
Jay,
before training camp with a gut.
I don't know.
Nobody says, hey, you look like.
No.
No, well, I mean.
Shut up, kid.
We're what? Moving on up.
Max, who do people say you look like?
I hear Aaron Rodgers a lot, actually.
You know, I see it in the eyes.
In the eyes.
So what are you doing,
in
Aaron?
The eyes.
What is your future, Aaron?
You've been in love before, Max.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this. I'm going to come back with the Packers because that allows, because that way they can keep Devontae and everybody, and I get to do this whole thing again next year. And you have you all talking about me next year. Does that sound right to you, Diana?
Sounds pretty dead on. No, so I've been having some conversations around the league about when is this decision coming? How much longer is he going to drag this out? And, you know, because common sense says this has got to happen soon. And that's the reality. I was told that this is going to go down over the next week or so, where he's going to inform the Green Bay Packers. And then really what happens next, you know, there's a lot of tentacles that go to this, right, that go into this. I was actually thinking about you guys this morning, because remember a few weeks ago, I was on the show here, and Key, I think you were coaching me up a little bit about this agreement between the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. And I was very concerned about that, because I was like, I don't remember reporting that or seeing anyone report that. They signed a contract? What's going on here? And it turns out that it's just a conversation that they're going to have. Yeah. Right? What is that? This is a traditional organization, much like the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Packers, they're all the same, right? They don't really go outside the lines when it comes to doing things that are going to help that team. And I just don't think the Green Bay Packers are going to be willing to have this gentleman's agreement to let Aaron Rodgers do whatever he wants. Adam Schefter reported, as I think a lot of people are now, that, you know, the Packers are doing everything they can to keep him. And I can also report there are multiple teams that have on the table right now packages, offers here, ready to go. But in order for them to do that, the Packers have to engage, which means that then they would have agreed with Aaron Rodgers that, yes, you can go. But that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, and when you look at it, Diana, it's a very interesting slippery slope sort of situation with the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers based on what they got to do. It's a complicated, it's not an easy, oh, we can trade him, boom. He has to agree to a team, as we know. The team has to want to give up the compensation. Then they're going to want to have to, so if you give up, let's just hypothetically say, 3 ones over the next 2 years or whatever, plus some other stuff, he's going to want to be the highest paid player in the history of the National Football League of real money, not numbers just to be saying he got $1 billion for 10. No, real money. So let's say that real money is $170 million over 3 years of fully guaranteed money. Are you going to want to do that, plus all those picks and all of this situation, to only go to a playoff game or two and not get the ultimate championship? So it's like all of that that you got to deal with. He's kind of got Green Bay in an interesting spot, but Green Bay also has him in an interesting spot as well.
Key, were you in my car this morning on the drive to work? Because I was on the phone with a really great source on this topic, and he literally laid it out exactly how you just did of how complicated this is. So when we're trying to figure out a timeline, the decision by Aaron Rodgers is essentially imminent, right? It's going to happen very soon. But everything that happens afterwards, it's going to take a lot. And a lot of finesse, finagling, relationships. So, you know, we may not see this actually pan out for a while. But in the end, this is why, going back to what Max said, going back to Green Bay is certainly still on the table for Aaron Rodgers.
Then what's that number look like for Aaron Rodgers per year?
What Key said in terms of wanting to be the highest paid player, I was told from someone who's having conversations with his agent, not the highest paid player by a little, by a wide margin. He doesn't want to just be at the top by a few million. It's got to be significant. So
does that mean the total guarantee, or does that mean the annual average?
Total guarantee.
So that would be what, yeah. Mahomes?
Past Mahomes.
No, but I'm saying who has the most guarantee? Because I know Mahomes' contract is tricky in terms of what kicks in where and all that stuff.
Yeah, the Mahomes number seems real sexy when you see it just on paper, but when you break it down and get into it, it's actually not. I don't know what the actual number Aaron wants, Key.
Yeah.
Is there a number that you think would make sense?
I think Josh Allen got $150 million guaranteed.
That's why I threw $170 out in the first three years. Because if you go, I think Mahomes is at like $150 guaranteed, whatever, however it's paid out or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
But you take it to $170, that's a huge jump from $150. That's another $20 million and over a three-year period. So if you're breaking that down, that's a lot of money for a quarterback to hope that he takes you and wins a Super Bowl.
The question is, how do they break that down in the contract so that
he's still tradable
next year? Because I'll bet you he's going to want that. I'll bet you he's going to want not only
that
the money.
They won't be able to. No team will be able to do that.
That's the stopping point for me. Like, how's he going to do this to us again next year? I think he likes it, but we'll see.
Top three guaranteed contracts: Dak Prescott, 126; Patrick Mahomes, 141.5; and Josh Allen, 150.
Yeah, so I need 175 now.
Thank you, Diana.
Josh Allen.
Sandra Bullock, right here.
Sandra Bullock. Which Sandra Bullock? I love it.
Don't go above 50.
Don't go above 150. All right, another quarterback we thought might be on the move. Maybe sticking right by the Bay, too. That's next. ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.